All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to correct myself from earlier. Lee Harvey Oswald is the person that killed John F. Kennedy, and James Earl Ray was the guy who killed Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. You know, it's been a while, and I just had those were so egregious situations that you, your mind has just, forgotten who those people were. I do remember Sirhan, who assassinated Robert F. Kennedy. But anyway, I wanted to talk about misinformation that seems to permeate social media apps. And Sam, you spend some time on social media, right?
Too much time.
So, misinformation. You ever notice misinformation?
Constantly, especially like Facebook specifically.
Right. So there are people who believe that stuff.
It gets dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, and so misinformation. What is misinformation? It's people who are just giving their opinion on things without doing much research. And yet, it's like a fly that, has, there's an apple or an orange or a piece of meat that's left out. The flies are going to gravitate towards that. And so the misinformation on social media is at an all-time high. I have weaned myself almost completely off of Facebook. I mean, totally. I don't know. And that was a time when I would spend a lot of time on Facebook. But I don't do it anymore, and I don't miss it. Now, I'm not talking about others who may not have a platform that I have, and I know it. I'm sure many people who are on Facebook, if they had this platform, they would probably not be on Facebook themselves. And if I had not this platform, I sometimes ask myself, would I still be on Facebook? But no, I don't want to get into debates with people on Facebook who just want to continue to debate issues and try to one-up you on everything that you're talking about. You can't get your thoughts out before somebody else responds with what they have to say and have totally dismissed what it is you said in between. And you continue this. It's not a debate, because a debate is where people get fair and equal time to have this dialogue and conversation. Well, that's part of why so many people, and because for the most part, the people on Facebook, they're my generation. Yeah, I mean, that's who's on Facebook. That's not the way it started out. But all of these other platforms that are out there, my generation took over Facebook. So young people went ahead and found their own. And, I mean, Sam, how often are you on Facebook?
That is the one I check the least, for sure. Yeah, I go to Instagram first, right, and Twitter.
And Twitter and Reddit, or whatever it's called.
Reddit's not as possible or as popular anymore, but yeah, it's still very prominent.
So, and many of those sites, that's what they have, misinformation.
Oh yeah, you have to be very, very careful who you actually believe. Like, you, people don't, as a journalism major in college, I learned a lot about credibility of sources, and no one checks it. No one thinks to check it, and it's so essential that you do.
No, that's because today it can lead to you doing something that may cost you your life or put you behind bars, i.e. the stuff with the Proud Boys and all of those different things.
I just saw the Kia Boys pop up on my Facebook this morning after we talked about it yesterday, with their butts hanging out the windows and everything, Earl.
Yeah, well, you know, just the fact that's where people get their information. And, well, some may say, well, you know, those sites are no different than Fox News. You know, people are marketing in false news and misinformation. And if you don't know the difference between what that is and truth, then you wind up in tough situations. And I think the younger the people are, the more gullible they are when it comes to that misinformation. But then, on the other hand, you know, many of the folk who are in these different groups and orders, that's what, and then maybe it's easier to get my news from a site that I may not, that doesn't push for me to follow up on things or to investigate things, you know, what is being said in an arena, in a theater, and not really realizing and recognizing, as you stated, who the sources are, because it doesn't matter to me if I don't have the depth to understand. And for the most part, again, I always say people are sheep, you know, they're sheeple. And so it's easy to follow those different sites and allow them to brainwash you. Because, as you stated, you should be pushing back and not just accepting those things at face value.
But who likes to challenge their own beliefs?
Right, right. Yeah, that's a legitimate point. But anyway, we're getting ready to wrap up this show, and I'll be back on Monday. I'm got a big weekend scheduled, as always, and the weather's going to be perfect.
Heck yeah, come check us out at Friday Night Live tonight down by the Five Points, and we're having an after party at Mad Scientist. We're also doing the Saturday Farmers Market, so always something around here at the Shaw.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you very much, Sam, for a great week. I'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.